Thank you. Okay, we are calling the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting August 9th of 2022. It is 6 p.m. and we will begin. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance, if you will rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And roll call, please. Madam Secretary?
Rodney Bell is excused. All other board members are present tonight. Mike Shannon will be just a few minutes late. He is here, but he's working on the project.
Okay. And with that, we are now in public comment. This will be a short agenda tonight, and so we hope we won't keep you too long. This is a time for public comment, and you are free to make whatever comments you'd like. You have 3 minutes to do so. However, if you are here for one of our agenda items, I would suggest you wait because you will have an opportunity to hear the presentation, which may formulate some additional questions you may have or answer some of the questions you may have. But this is the time for public comment. Is there anyone that would like to speak and to the board? Okay, seeing none, we'll move to approval of minutes.
Move for approval.
Okay, everyone have a chance to review the minutes?
John, I wanted to ask you, on the first item last time, we discussed an add condition of please send back up to us for reconsideration because applicant was not here. I don't know if that should be written on there, if it was part of the motion or not, or if we just denied it. But it was, I remember it was your motion, so I just wanted to ask you. Because it was kind of a weird thing where the applicant didn't show, so we denied it.
Mm-hmm.
But we were kind of trying to like send a message with it, so.
I would think the minutes should reflect the action we took, not necessarily all the discussion.
Okay, so you're good with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tiffany proved, she verified it because she was here, so
okay.
She's
yeah.
The one that approved it.
And she was here anyways, but I just didn't know if it had been added or not. Not questioning your authority, actually.
No.
But Brian, you raise a good question, and if it is an issue of wanting to just kind of send the message that, you know, that the item, we wanted the item to come back before us, that it is appropriate in the minutes to note that. And so, board members, would you like to request an amendment to the minutes to reflect that, or do you want to let it go as is?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, Catherine.
Okay,
you okay with it? Okay, and with that, then we will then call for the question. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. That motion passes unanimously. Minutes are approved. And with that, we will now move to approval of the agenda. We would like to remove agenda item number 2 because that does not belong in our jurisdiction. And so with that, is there any other changes that the board would like before we move a motion forward? Okay, hearing none. With that, I'll make a motion to remove item number 2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. And with that, that motion passes. Informational items. Michael's not here. Do you have anything, Carmen?
No, I do not have nothing.
Okay. And with that, unless any of the board members have any information item you may be aware of, if not, we'll move forward to planning and zoning. Do we have an applicant here for item number 1, Southwest Corporate Campus LLC? Okay. We will call them. Read that into the record. That is N as in Nancy, Z as in Zebra. C is in Charlie, number 220392, Southwest Corporate Campus, LLC. This is a zone change to reclassify 3.7 acres from a C2 general commercial zone to an MD design manufacturing zone. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, cross access. Two, modified driveway design standards. Design review for the following: distribution warehouse complex, finished grade in the CMA design overlay district, generally located on the east side of Warbonnet Way and the north side of Sunset Row within Spring Valley. This is in Commissioner Mike Knapp's district. Will come before the Planning Commission for possible action on September 6th. And with that, you can give us your name, spell it, and address, and you can begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the town board. Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. My last name is A-L-L-E-N. This property is immediately adjacent to the existing IGC campus. So Buffalo and Sunset is the major intersection just to the east of this. It's a non-conforming zone change because right now it's planned for commercial, and even portions of the IGT property is planned for commercial. The requested non-conforming zone change is to MD industrial, which we think is appropriate because it will carry through what's currently existing on the IGT property. You can see all of this blue is currently MD, and that's the IGT campus. There's also MD to the south of the site and in some areas surrounding the site. There is residential across Warbonnet to the west, and our proposal is that the MD would in fact be less intense than any type of commercial general here. Commercial general would cause a lot of traffic on this particular site, and MD will be a lot less intensity. Staff is recommending approval of the request, and I do have a black and white site plan. I think it might be easier to actually see it on the smaller version, but you can see there's two buildings.
Excuse me, yes. I hate to interrupt you, but I can't see anything.
I'm sure no one else can either. So let's move these boards forward. I don't know why it keeps getting set up like this, and we everything needs to move forward.
Okay.
Catherine gets the bird's eye view.
This is the site plan.
That helps a little, Brian.
Oriented north-south. So Warbonnet is here, and Sunset is located here. There's two buildings. I have this version, too, just because it's a little cleaner, I think. But there's two buildings proposed. Both are under 80,000 square feet. Office warehouse distribution, sort of a flex, probably. They'll probably be one end user for each of these buildings. The docks are oriented internal, so you won't be able to see them from the street or the residential to the west. So that was strategically done to be internal to the site. The site plan was also revised after several meetings with Public Works because we just don't have a lot of space on this site. So for the throat depth, particularly this center driveway, we're short about 6 feet, but we did revise it so there's no conflicting parking spaces here. And they're supporting our reduction of 6 feet for the throat depth on this entry based on the changes that we made. We also have a reduction of 9 feet from the intersection right here to this residential street and our entrance on Warbonnet that staff is also supporting. It's 9 feet, and as you can see, there's not a lot of traffic that will conflict here with this residential development to the west and our driveway. We also have a waiver of the cross access, and it's specific to this little tiny parcel right here. IGT's property owner bought that parcel, and they plan to use that as just an extension of their parking lot. They actually have a letter that I can give you all tonight that is from that property owner saying they have no need for an additional curb cut here. It will be incorporated into the IGT campus, and so it doesn't make sense to have cross access. So that was the request to waive the cross access, and the reason that staff also supported that waiver of the cross access. We exceed the parking and the landscaping. IGT has beautiful landscaping, so we're going to continue that on down Sunset here. You can see there's a whole bunch of landscaping, even more on Warbonnet adjacent to the residential, so we'll have quite the buffer between the residential across the street and our buildings. One issue that came up at the neighborhood meeting, which has almost been a year ago, is actually in October of last year. One lady attended the meeting and she had asked for security. These property owners will add security cameras and make sure that those are included. They care just as much about security as probably residents of the area. So that was the one issue that did come up at the neighborhood meeting. As far as the design for the increased fill, there's an area right here that will require up to 10 feet of fill. The site will not be raised as much at the corners of Warbonnet and Sunset, but in this corner back here, there's a big chunk of dirt that's going to have to be added and filled in, and I have a plan I can show you. It shows generally what that will look like. So this is in this northeast corner. There's about 10 feet of fill, but you can see at the right-of-way, it's not going to be raised that much at the right-of-way point. It's just internal in this corner. So the only impact it would have is potentially on the IGT site, and there'll be a wall there, a retaining wall as well. So again, staff is recommending approval of the overall application in its entirety. The elevations are very nice looking buildings. Sorry. Well, I have them on back. So maximum height is 35 feet, which is pretty low impact. You can go up to 50 feet in MD. So this will be consistent with the residential across the street that can go up to 35 feet. Sort of a clean look with nice neutral colors. Some other exhibits that are even better. Those show even better view. The western elevation is probably the most important right there because that's where the residential will see from the west on Warbonnet. And I think that's it. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them, but we very much appreciate your recommendation of approval and following the staffs.
Do you have a picture of the paint, what it's going to look like, the rendition? Is that it, the small one?
Yeah.
Maybe you could just pass that around so we could see that better. Thank you. You can pass it to Catherine and pass it, and she'll pass it on down. Thank you.
I also have this letter if you guys would like a copy of the letter from the Jason property owner.
Thank you. Okay, you finished with your presentation? Okay. And this would be the time for public comment. Is there anyone from the public that would like to ask a question, make a comment about this particular project? Okay, seeing none, then we will go to the board. Catherine, do you have anything?
I was out yesterday to try to look at it. It appears that you have a very deep gully along Warbonnet. And how deep is the field along Warbonnet? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it shouldn't be too deep along Warbonnet. It will be, show you this end of it. So this is the fill exhibit, west to east. So this is Warbonnet. There'll be, you know, maybe a couple of feet at the most on Warbonnet. Most of the fill is as you get further east.
I can imagine how deep the end is because along Warbonnet,
yes,
it looks like a deep gully there.
Yeah, it gets pretty deep there, so it'll be up to 10 feet of fill on that east side. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all the question I have.
Okay, and John.
Is thank you. Is what we see what we get? That is this ready to be built? Is this design layout, or is this a spec thing that is going to be highly modified when someday somebody decides to move in?
No, the owner, the applicant is EBS Real Estate Partners. They are industrial developers all along the West Coast, so they're going to build this. The tenants, I don't know who the tenants will be, so internal, but yes, what you see is what
How soon would they commence, do you know?
as soon as they can get going. They've been in this process since, like I said, October was our neighborhood meeting, so okay. They will be breaking ground as soon as we possibly can.
I just want to make sure we're all set.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I noted that the staff recommended approval, and I was tending to vote with their suggestions.
The only thing I had was you mentioned in the neighborhood meeting that there was some concerns for security, and that there would be security cameras.
Right. Only one lady came to the neighborhood meeting, and we're happy that the owner actually participated in the neighborhood meeting and said on the record at the meeting they'd be happy to put up security cameras, so I'm carrying that forward here. We'd be happy to agree to that condition if you want us to.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask next, was that something that you would be okay with?
Yes.
In a recommendation from this body? Okay. Thank you. That's all that I had. Anyone care to make a motion?
I'd move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay. Any discussion on this motion? I would like to add the security cameras in there, if John, if you were open to that.
I'd leave it up to the applicant to meet. I don't know that it's really necessary, but we can. If the applicant wants
since
to
they
have,
agreed
that's
to
fine.
It, why not
fine.
Put it in there?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Any other discussion? Nothing? Catherine, you're okay? Good? Everybody's good? Okay, we'll call for the question.
Sorry. Is there a condition of approval that you're
adding? The motion is to approve per staff conditions with the addition of security cameras.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And with that, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. That motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Have a nice short night.
If we can ever get through number two.
Okay.
You want your letters?
Oh yeah, yeah. That way you could.
Yeah.
Oh, and your picture,
okay.
your colored picture too.
Thank
would be.
You.
Yeah. Save a twig. Okay. Now we will move to for those that came in late. Agenda item number two was deleted. We are now moving to item AR2240090. This is Clasco Durango LLC. Is there someone here for that? Okay, if you can make your way forward and give us your name, spell it, and address, and then you can begin with your presentation.
My name is Tim Sauter, S-A-U-T-E-R. My address is 2552 Saki Drive in Henderson.
Excuse me, could you repeat your name for the record? I couldn't hear.
Tim Sauter, S-A-U-T-E-R.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm here to request a continuance of a special use permit for a massage studio at that commercial location. We've been there for 6 years. Had no incidents or any problems. Requesting.
So you're asking for a continuance?
Yes.
No, he's asking for no additional reviews.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you didn't want to hear this tonight. Okay. Thank you. So let me read the conditions in, because I didn't do that. My fault. Apologize. This is item AR2240090, Clasco Durango LLC use permit, third application for review. Conjunction with an existing shop. I can't read that. A massage establishment in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 4.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in the CMA design overlay, generally located on the north side of Arby Avenue, 290 feet east of Durango Drive within Spring Valley. This is also in Commissioner Michael Naff's district, coming before the Board of County Commissioners on September 7th for possible action. Okay, I misunderstood what you were asking. And so please go ahead and finish your presentation.
That's all I had.
Okay. Okay, with that, this is a time for public comment. Is there any questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, we'll go to the board. Brian, we'll start with you.
I just really have a comment. The staff analysis says there have been no reported violations or known issues with this current establishment. Staff is recommending that we basically approve their request today and do not set any future reviews. I am inclined to follow the staff's recommendation as far as my voting goes. You guys have been getting reviewed, I think, for 6 years now, and we haven't had violations, so I think we're, as far as I'm concerned, we're probably good, but we'll hear from the rest of the board.
And John?
Brian covered it, thanks.
Catherine?
Your staff has been first started your business March 2016, is that correct?
We actually opened July of 2016.
So it's been 6 years you've been in business?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you had any citation in your 6 years? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have any other question.
Okay. And I don't have any. We'll call. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion?
I'd be happy to make a motion if I can confirm that I'm making the sort of the correct motion. I think I would move to approve, and that's it.
Per staff conditions, because
per staff's
condition is removing the limit time limit.
Okay.
So if you say that you want to make a motion to approve with staff, that would include that.
So I move to approve per staff conditions, which parentheses ultimately means you would not have any additional reviews from this board.
And with that, you heard the motion. Any discussion on that motion? Okay, seeing, hearing none. We will call for the question. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes unanimously. And you will not have another time review.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good job.
I hope you miss us.
Hold on, we have a question.
Did you still have to go to the BCC?
Yeah.
Make sure you're there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should. Yeah, when I said you don't have
to.
Yeah, sorry.
Still.
Yeah,
make sure
I don't want. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I didn't mean to imply that. Yes, the board has a final say. Staff condition. Okay, and with that, do we have someone here? I assume we do, because someone's being passed out for item. Our next item, I'm reading this into the record, which is you as an uncle, C as in Charlie, number 220419, FTH Nevada, Inc. This is a use permit for a cannabis establishment distributor within an existing retail building in conjunction with a shopping center on a portion of 3.5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Hualapai Way and the south side of Peace Way within Spring Valley. This is in Commissioner Justin Jones' district, scheduled to come before the Board of County Commissioners on September 7th for possible action. If you could give us, if you're both testifying, we'll need you to give us your name, spell it, and your addresses.
Good evening, Madam Chair. Lucy Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, and my address is 1930 Village Center Circle, and with me is Mr. Alex Foreman.
Yeah, address is 4510 South Wall Highway.
And Mr. Foreman, he and his family actually own this business. They're the parent company is Natural Medicine, and they have cultivation, production, and this is the newly opened green dispensary at the southeast corner of Hualapai and Peace. And in order for them to deliver their product from their own cultivation and production facility in North Las Vegas, or to any other dispensary, they actually have to have a distributor license. And it's like an alcohol or liquor distributor. And there wasn't one available in North Las Vegas, so they actually purchased one from Planet 13, which will be moved to this location. Their only deliveries that will occur here will be, you know, that what normally would be delivered to it. It's not a warehouse or anything. It's just kind of where they're hanging their license. I don't know if you can see on the second page is the floor plan, and the little, that little bar is really where they actually have to have a place for the distributor license, but it's so that they can just deliver product to in North Las Vegas, in the city of Las Vegas, and Henderson, and to this location or anywhere in Clark County. They just, otherwise they have to hire somebody to do it. And so it's their dispensary is just recently opened. It's kind of, like I said, it's kind of like a licensing. And so we respectfully request approval. They just opened up, like it's been about a month?
Yeah, it's been a couple months now.
I think you had your soft opening about.
We did, you're correct.
But it's a family-owned business. Don Foreman's his dad, and so the whole family, it's a family operation. And I think it's been a good addition to the area.
Okay.
It's the building that's outlined in pink.
Yeah. So. Is that it?
That's it.
Any questions or comments from the public? Seeing none, we'll go to the board. John?
I was struck when I looked at your plans. There were terms that I had never heard. So tell me what they are, please.
Which
in
term?
In one room, it says there's a place for product breakdown and product destruction. What does that mean?
So
I've never heard the term. I'm sorry if that's off, but I'm just curious what that means.
Product destruction. So if we have expired product, we have to essentially destruct it with kitty litter and then dispose of it in a secure trash bin. So that's what destruction is.
Okay.
And then breakdown is when we accept bulk, any like bulk flour, for example. We have to break it down into individual packages and then put it on the sales floor.
So that's just terms in the business. Okay.
Correct.
I learned something then. That's my only question.
It's like zoning. It's got a whole different language, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Great. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. With that, Catherine?
So it's not a retail. It's not like anybody can go in and purchase 5 gram or something like that.
That's not this application. The dispensary, which is retail, has already been approved and opened. It was approved 2 years ago, I believe, and
February.
Then they went and remodeled it, and they opened it a couple months ago. So anybody can, if you're over 21 and have a government-issued ID, can't go in any other way, or you have a medical card. And we'd be happy for you to come and take a tour.
Do you know how close is the closest school to your facility?
It's over 1,000 feet because we could not have gone in there
We abide by all zoning regulations.
And it's state law too, that it has to be over 1,000 feet from a school. But there's not one close by. I mean, that's over, we meet the separate.
I know there are residential neighborhoods, I was just curious.
Residential is across.
Yeah, I saw that, but I was just curious, you know, whether there is any high school or elementary school students that walk back to home have to pass through your facility.
They're already a retail establishment, so they're already open selling. The only thing that they're here for is for their distributor license. Because they are providing cannabis to other businesses. And so they're wanting to put the license basically there, and some product might come in that will be distributed out to another facility somewhere else. But the business, they're already selling. They were approved in February of 21.
But just to clarify, if you have a child and you want to go into a liquor store, you can take the child into the liquor store. You can't do that into a dispensary. They cannot go in. So, and there's always like security. You have to be checked to go in. So there's been some studies that show when a dispensary goes into a neighborhood that actually crime goes down because there's so much security. And conversely, when they leave, kind of crime goes up because the security is less. So I know it's not part of this application, but just for
you. And Catherine, just for your edification, everyone that goes in must produce a government-issued ID to prove that they're 21. Otherwise, they don't get in.
Yeah. And you can't go in as a friend and not have it. You have to, and you can't bring a child. But we would love to have them come and give you a tour if you'd like. Because a lot of people have never been in. Of course.
Need to go in there.
No, but it's interesting to go in and see.
Catherine, I'll go with you.
Yeah, just let me know, we'll arrange it. So it's just a lot of people don't know what it's like, and when they see the security and how things are locked up and how it really, well, it's just like a retail store. But you can't just grab something, you can't touch it. So
just don't eat the whole cookie.
So it's like...
It's very secure.
Like what would weigh in gold? Like you go to a Jewish store, you can't really go touch the gold. You have something...
Yeah, most of them are behind glass, inside a glass case. Yeah.
Well, we don't want it to be contaminated, too. So you really, you take what you tell what you want, it's ordered, they pull it from the vault, and then it's... you buy, pay for it.
Sort of like a pharmacist.
Exactly. And it's, some of it is medicine. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Brian?
Nothing.
Nothing for you? You're looking at me. Okay, I don't have anything either, and I do, I actually do like the outside of your building, because nowhere on the building does it even imply that there's marijuana being sold there. It just says green,
yeah.
And it's green like your shirt, the logo, and I like that. I like that it is a little more not so in your face,
well, yeah,
like some
that.
Of the establishments.
That was by design. So.
Yeah, so thank you for that.
Of course.
Yeah. All righty. And with that, that's my only comment. With that, would someone care to make a motion?
Move to approve the staff conditions.
Okay, you heard the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, hearing, seeing none, we'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And with that, that motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. And if you want to just coordinate with Mike, we'll be happy to give you guys a tour and meet you, and they can explain.
Do you have a card?
I should. Hold on.
Well, I do, but I didn't bring it with me. I'm so sorry about that. But Mike knows how to get a hold of me, too. So if you want to
Well, here, I think I have, actually.
I can contact Lucy if anybody wants to. Let me know.
Lucy.
We can just coordinate it, and you can just...
Lucy.
That way you can see. Oh, thank you. Yeah. And then that way you can
see
how it operates.
On the back is our numbers.
Okay. Well, I know how to get it.
Yeah, I just gave away my last card. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll grab one for you. Thank you so much.
My email's on there. My phone number's on there.
Thank you.
Kitty.
There's okay. But all that has to be turned
and now we
state.
Will move to item number 7, general business. There is none. And with that, we'll move to item 8, comments from the general public. None.
If I could, Madam Chair,
yes.
I'd like to request that we ask for an update on the 5-year plan and other road projects that Public Works has underway. I understand they might be able to provide us some updated information.
Yeah, I know Mike was going to check into that.
Yep.
And
I'll get that set up.
Okay. And so if we could get that scheduled, that would be great. And then, Mike, I would like for that update to occur before our October meeting,
okay.
If possible,
okay.
Because I would like to be here. Remember, I'm going to be out of town in October, so I would like to be here for that meeting.
What did you say? You're missing a meeting in October?
Yeah.
One meeting or a bunch?
One.
Just one?
Yeah, why?
No, I thought you were trying to say you're going to miss like a month.
you handle it right. So with that, that would be great. And then if you could just let us know, Mike, that would be great. And there was something else that we were looking for. Well, will you also check on that? I know we're looking at, you know, the 5-year plan, but can you also check on where we are on the road improvements for Desert End Road? Those roads up there, we're right over here on where Vons is. Oh my gosh, I hate to drive out of the driveway. My poor car knocks it out of alignment. It's so bad. If you could check on that for us, I'd appreciate it, what's happening with that Desert End. And you could just let us know, you know, what Public Works says. Oh, I meant to give this to her so she could use it for her other meeting. Oh, well. Okay. And with that, next meeting date is August 30th, 6 p.m. here. And with that, we adjourn. It is 6:35.
Yep.
I think that qualifies as our shortest.
I think so.
And we are adjourned. Thank you, Carmen.
You're welcome.
And I don't know.